Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on what I believe truly is a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? I feel the vibrations on this Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you may achieve your goals and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. I must say each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you, our global listening audience, for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And we will then open it up for you, our global listening audience, our audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and appreciate. So we encourage you at the appropriate time, don't be scared Feel free to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and I'm so excited about what we will be speaking about on today. But before we jump right on into today's topic, I simply ask, we as a team ask that you take a quick moment, send someone a quick email, a fax, get your social mojo flowing, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's program. We extend in advance our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. I really hope that you have your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, you're sitting at your desktop or your laptop, whatever you need to do, so that you can capture the richness of what will be shared on today's program. I greet you, our global listening audience, literally in the midst of the fire of my International Maxwell Certification Conference with John C. Maxwell himself and his team. And when I tell you, I am having an amazing time. And today was the first official day, and I'll be here for the next few days, and I'm so excited. Why do I even bring that up? I bring that up in association with our subject today, and we're looking at growing together and what is growth. Over the past few Shape Up sessions, we've been pulling pages out of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. And I want to just backtrack. So I had been evaluating what Coach Adams needed to do on her journey to grow to the next level so that I could be in a better position to give you, those that I support, a greater richness of content, that I would grow and be stronger as a speaker, trainer, teacher, coach. And because I am a lifetime learner and I always want to grow and be a master in any area that I focus in on, that is key to me. A master, if many of you may have heard me say this before and give the definition of a master is one who has a thorough, in-depth knowledge of a system. They don't just know the system. They have a thorough, in-depth knowledge of the system, of a system. And so for me, as your coach, as your speaker, as a trainer and teacher, it was very important. It is very important and significant for me and to me that I continue to grow, that I'm continuously sharpening the saw, that I'm keeping my skills sharp. And so I share all of that with you, and I've already shared that I greet you from Florida, being a part of the John Maxwell team and participating in the International Maxwell Certification. So in December, I made the decision to join the John Maxwell team. And I've just shared with you the why I chose to join, to grow to another level in who I am in all of those areas so that the people that I encounter and I'm used to support, it would be a greater impact. And so I share that with you because it is so important on our journey that we are continuous growing. When we're talking about growth, we're talking about this process of developing. So we have to continuously be developing. It is this developing, and development is this gradual increase in our base of who we are. And so this is so significant because many of us And I know there was seasons where I got stuck in the mud, as one would say. Many of us, we get stuck. We get in a place where we are fighting against stagnation, and we're no longer growing. And that's why this is so important, that I really, my heaviness in my heart is that wherever you are, you would do what you need to do to move and grow and develop to the next level. So I say all of that because I am here on this journey to grow and develop to another level. And I desire that for you as a coach because of what my assignment is, why I was placed on this planet as a coach, as a speaker, as a trainer, as a teacher. And so I am so grateful for each and every one of you that have tuned in today, because I want this to be a time in which, through our Shape Up series, we are continuously growing together. We are continuously developing on our journey. We are developing on this gradual process where there is this increase. So whatever the gap is that you have in your life, whatever the gap is that I have in my life, that we are continuously closing that gap and we're moving and progressing to another level. And so as I shared with you, and those of you that are regular listeners, you know that we have been looking at the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And I felt it important to reconnect around where have we been on this journey? Where have we been on this journey to date? Because many of us are stuck. Many of us are not moving to another level, and we're struggling to try to fight and figure this whole thing out. We're fighting to try to figure this whole thing out. And one of the things that I realized today as I was sitting in session here at my John Maxwell certification, international certification training, is that when we get stuck, many of us will not move out of our comfort zone. So we're just stuck. We are, as some would say, that little hamster continuously moving on the wheel, and there is no change. We don't understand and realize that when we're in that process of this little hamster moving on the wheel, in order for change to happen, for that little hamster, that little hamster has to get off of the wheel. But all they know in that moment is the wheel. So they just keep going and going and going and going and going and going on this little wheel. They get into a stage of insanity on this wheel, this little hamster, making a point, an illustration, on this little wheel. And in order for there to be change, they have to get off of the wheel. This getting off of the wheel is breaking the insanity. And that's what many of us need to do today in this moment. We need to get off the wheel first and foremost so that we can break the insanity. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, I don't get it. What do you mean when you're saying insanity? Well, great vibrations on a Motivational Monday, because insanity is this. If you haven't heard this already, and I don't say this to offend anyone, but I want to make sure that we're on the same page. Insanity is and has been defined as doing the same thing over and over again, but yet expecting different results. So our little hamster on the wheel keeps going around and 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 around, expecting different results. But in order for this little hamster to get different results, in order for you and I to get different results, we have to do something differently. And for this little hamster, in this illustration that I'm sharing with you, that little hamster, in order for it to get different results, has to get off of that wheel. And so I ask you this question today, what is it that you need to do differently so that you can get yourself in position to yield different results? Process around that question. Don't just let it breeze on by. What is it that you need to do in your life, in your vision, in your situation, so that you can get different results? What I've come to realize is that many of us will stay in the places that we are in because it's comfortable. And because it's comfortable and familiar, I will stay there. Why? Because I don't even want to think about moving on the other side. Oh, no, that's scary. So I'll stay exactly where I am. And I miss out on the fullness of another season, on the fullness of what may be on the other side. I stay in that place of comfort. And what I find is when I stay in that place of comfort, that season, that place of comfort, I'm now starting to die. Because the season has changed, but I stay in the same place. And there is no growth. I'm stuck. I'm like the hamster on the wheel. I'm stagnant. And I'm feeling frustrated. I'm wondering why, but yet, I'm not willing to do something differently. And I'm speaking this to those of us that are chiming in today, that are listening in today. And again, I give you the question to process. What is it that you need to do differently so that you can yield different results in your life? Where do you need to make a shift? And this is really a thought to ponder and process, because if you want different results, you have to leave your comfort zone. You have to be willing to do things differently. And you have to step out and take a risk, whatever that may look like for you. As I shared, because I want to continue to grow and be the best that I can be for my assignment and as a support to you, those individuals that I would encounter as a coach, as a speaker, as a trainer, all of those various hats, I can't stay in my comfort zone. I can't get comfortable. I have to continuously stir things up. I have to continuously be fighting to grow and to develop and to change. Because this development, this growth, and we're growing together. That's what this is all about. Let's grow together. But in order for us to grow together, there has to be this gradual progression, this gradual increase. And so as we reflect on where we've been on our journey in our Shape Up series and pulling the pages out of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, I want to remind us literally of five key significant elements that as I was reflecting today, as I was sitting in session today here in Florida at the International Maxwell Certification And they're sharing all of this wealth of information, all of these speakers, and hearing all of this. Right now I'm like a sponge because I desire to grow to another level. And so I'm doing something that's different for me. I'm in this whole new, different community. And it's awesome because when we stretch out of our comfort zones, we meet new people. I am literally meeting people from all around the globe. I met some people from South Africa, Jamaica, Singapore, all over the U.S. But had I not stretched out of my comfort zone of what was familiar, I would not have had the encounters that I've had so far. And who knows where these encounters may go that will support me in growing to another level. But if we don't stretch out of our comfort zones, we will never know. If we stay in those places that are comfortable, but yet there is no growth. And life is about this progression of this gradual increase. Life is about growth. So if you're not seeing growth in your life, maybe you're like that little hamster on the wheel and you need to get off. Instead of spinning and going around that wheel continuously, and yet I'm going to go on the wheel, I'm going to keep going and trying to go faster and all of that, but you're not yielding anything. And you're not yielding anything because it's a season for you to change and you're not willing to change. So I challenge you to process. Where is it that you need to make a shift ultimately so that you can truly work your vision? What is your vision? Do you even know what that looks like? Have you even started the process, or have you allowed yourself to get into that zone of fear and you will not pursue what's on the inside of you? And I'm taking pauses because I want you to really process around what I'm sharing with you, what I've grown to know to be true, what I am so passionate about. Why? Because I do not want you to look up a year from now and have regret and say, wow, I woulda, shoulda, coulda. I wish I would have. And have regrets. I hate that I didn't. And so I want you to process around, as we're talking about growth, think about what if you get off that hamster wheel today? What if you make a change today and start to pursue your dreams and start to work your vision so that now you're achieving your goals? You look up and you're saying, wow, look at what I've accomplished. I did that. It was actually quite a few years ago that I said I wanted to join the John Maxwell team. And it took some time, but it didn't leave my mind. And I had been working towards that. And I said, I'm going to make this happen. Because for me, I feel it's significant in growing and developing the Coach Adams brand to another level. What is it that you need to do that you've had on your bucket list, as one would say, that you have not yet accomplished? I want to challenge you. Pull out your goals if you haven't looked at them. Dust them off. Redesign and make shifts where you need to make shifts so that you can now strategically get into a position to work your vision. I used to always hear my dad say, and if you listen in regularly, you've heard me say this, but my dad used to always say, When I was young, I did not quite understand it when I was a little girl. He would say, time waits for no one. Time waits for no one. And I didn't understand it literally until I was an adult in my 30s and dealing with and faced with the reality of that my dad was about to die, potentially. At the time, I didn't know for sure, but I was in that place because, in short, he had esophageal cancer. He had an aggressive treatment plan that caused for radiation and chemotherapy, and then he had to have surgery. And so in my mind, I'm thinking I'm going to have to care for my father. But when he came out of the surgery, he came out of the surgery in a semi-comatose state, and he was in that state for 3 months prior to his passing. And within that 3 months, I realized, wow, I may actually lose my dad. And the reality was that I did lose him. But what I came to realize when he said, time waits for no one, I saw that statement, that quote, in a whole different way, that time waits for no one. And I saw it differently because then I got what my dad was saying. In essence, he was saying time is short. Time is not going to wait for you or I to get everything in order. Time is not going to wait for you to dot every I and cross every T. Time is not going to wait for everything to line up perfectly. Time continues to progress with or without us, with or without every I dotted and every T crossed, with or without your readiness. You, we, me, we have absolutely no control over time. So time continues to progress, this tick and this tock. And the significant thing is what are we going to do in between that tick-tock? And so now hearing that statement, time waits for no one, as I deal with the reality of loved ones that are dear and near to me passing on, and the reality of, wow, tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. And I'm faced with the reality of, okay, tomorrow is not promised. What am I going to do with today? And that's my question to you. With each day, as you desire to continue to grow to the next level, is there an intentionality around you working your vision? Are you intentional? Or do you feel like, oh, it's just going to happen. I don't have to do anything. It's just going to unfold. You know, I'm just going to continue to, you know, kind of roll through life. If you're not intentional, it's not going to happen. It's just like if you want to lose weight and you're not intentional about putting a plan in place, guess what? You're going to continue to carry that weight. And that's just simply one illustration. But I trust that you get the point and you can cross that over into whatever area it applies to in your life. I could easily say, oh, I want to join the John Maxwell team, woohoo, and there's no intentionality working towards that. I wouldn't be able to say, hello, I'm greeting you from Florida, I'm here, I'm certified, yay, I did it, if there was no intentionality. Many years ago when Motivational Mondays was birthed, there had to be an intentionality. Everything requires intentionality, and intentionality is having a plan for achieving your desires. And so many of us are falling short because we are not being deliberate. You know you want more out of life. You know you do. And you're settling for less than what you desire because you're not intentional. And in order for you to grow to the next level, in order for me to grow to the next level, we have to be intentional. We have to be deliberate. And I challenge you to really evaluate in your life. Maybe you got it tight in one area. Maybe there's other areas where you're falling short. Determine where you need to grow and be more intentional so that you can get the results that you want, so that you can live your very best life and live your dreams. What are your dreams? You know, one of the things is I love trying new things. And yesterday, here in Florida, I was simply smiling. And I was smiling because I'm like, wow, I'm in a new city. That's a new thing that I've never been to before. That's completely unfamiliar to me. I'm experiencing new things with new people through my John Maxwell certification process. Yesterday, I took a ride on the Orlando, they call it the Icon 360, which some may be familiar with the term, the eye. Like London has an eye, and it's a big Ferris wheel that allows you to enjoy whatever city you're in and the views of that city. But some people wouldn't take that, wouldn't do that and take a risk because they're afraid of a Ferris wheel. They're like, oh, my God, it's too high, afraid of heights. I'm not going to do that. But I thought, okay, new experience. For dinner yesterday, I had a new experience, a dish that I'd never had before. I had lamb bolognese. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what does any of this have to do with the price of tea in China? I'm sharing this with you to illustrate that in order for you to move to another level, you have to experience new things. You have to be okay with stretching out of your comfort zone. You have to be okay with going to a different city. You have to be okay with trying a new relationship. Whatever that looks like for you, you have to stretch out of your comfort zone and be intentional about those desires. You can only be intentional when you are aware. And this is so key, that we must be aware and locate where we are. You know, if you don't like the results that you're getting in your life, first you have to be aware of where you are. And so often we want to be the ostrich with our head in the sand. We don't want to look at and face the reality of where we are. We're unhappy. We're feeling frustrated, but we don't want to think about it. Because now when I start thinking about it, I have to do something about it. And so often, many of us, we want to stay blind to where we are. And so we say, oh, I'm not going to think about it. We're in a bad relationship. That's not going anywhere. I don't want to think about it. Our business is not growing. Head in the sand. I don't want to think about it. I'm on a job that I'm unhappy with. I don't want to think about it. Head in the sand. But we must be aware of where we are if we want to grow to the next level. Now, if you don't want to grow, you can stay right where you are. You don't have to be aware of where you are. But don't be in life. Hear what I'm saying. Don't be in life and just existing. Get that. Don't be in this journey of life and just existing. It's like an athlete on the field, on the court, in the game, but they're sitting on the bench. They're not playing. They're not engaged. But they're there. They're at the game. They're on the field. They're on the court. Got great seats on the sidelines. And then sit back and get upset when the team is not winning. But if you were in the game, could you do better? Could you make a winning point? Could you score the winning score? It's easy to say what you will do when you're sitting on the bench, on the sideline. But, oh, when you get in the game of life, now it's really on. But in order for you to engage, you have to be aware of where you are. You got to be willing to identify, hey, you know what? I am sitting on the sidelines of my life. I'm just existing. I'm not engaged. And make the decision with intentionality that I will now engage on my journey. This awareness is recognizing, who are you? Do you know who you are? Do you know what matters to you? It was so interesting today, one of the sessions that John Maxwell was teaching on, so there's this whole culture, the JMT DNA, JMT being John Maxwell, team DNA. And so in speaking about the culture and the DNA, these are the core values that drive the company, that are driving the team. Do you even know what's important to you? Are you aware of what that looks like for you on your journey? See, when we're not aware, we're just kind of moving through life. There's no vision. There's no focus. We have no mission. We're just kind of, you know, going with the wind over here and going with the wind over there. And it's just da-da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. There's no significance. Now, if you're happy with that, continue to go in that direction. Woo, go you. But if you're not, it's time to grow to another level. And in order for you to grow, you have to make a change. Be intentional. Be aware of where you are. One of the things that was spoken about today, and it was such a reminder for me because I remember a season in the Coach Adams brand where I was consistently inconsistent. But in order for us to be successful, we have to be consistent. And, you know, it's so funny because if someone said, hey, oh, my gosh, I have this compliment for you. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you are just so dynamic in the area of, and we're sitting on the edge of our seats wondering, what are they going to say about us? What is it? We're waiting for this grandiose, you know, reveal. And they say, you are so consistent. And you're like, huh? What? Because there's nothing sexy, as one would say. There's nothing provocative about being consistent. But in order for us to achieve greatness, we must be consistent. We must be steadfast, unmovable. And so if someone says, I have a compliment for you, wow, you are so consistent, take that. That's a good thing. That's not a negative thing. Okay, I get it. It's not provocative. It's not like someone telling you, wow, you're so charismatic. I get it. I get it. There's a different energy. You know, charismatic is, you know, it just seems more of a wow versus you're so consistent. But consistency is key. That discipline is key. Establishing those great habits are key if we want to grow and achieve greater results. If you want to work your vision, if you want to achieve your goals and live your dreams, you must grow in being consistent. I must continue to grow in being consistent. Consistency is key. That is being steadfast. So now I would appreciate someone saying, wow, you are being so consistent on your journey. John Maxwell shared today in one of the sessions, he said, you know, he's been on this journey for a long time, and it was, I believe he said it, I hope I'm not misquoting how many years, but I think it was year 25. 25! That Inc. magazine named him the guru of leadership. And he gave the illustration that many of us, we try something in 1 year, we throw it away, and we step down, and the key is consistency. People would ask the question along the way, hey, what is John Maxwell working on? And the constant thread was leadership, 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 leadership. And so over time, because consistency doesn't happen in a day or two or overnight, consistency is being steadfast. So that is something that may not show up for many years, but are you willing to be consistent? You know, I look at the season that I'm in my life and a breakthrough that I got a year and a half ago. It was something that I spoke and started planning for 5 years before, 4 to 5 years before. And literally, I didn't get the breakthrough in it. It didn't happen, but I was preparing for it. I was planning. I was doing things behind the scenes to position myself for it, staying consistent with that focus and the energy around it. And it did happen, but it didn't happen overnight. But the key is we must stay consistent. Like, for example, with a writer that's trying to write a book. The writer cannot write 10 pages in one day and then not pick up the pen, pad, laptop, desktop, whatever, and write again for 6 months and expect that the book is going to be completed in 6 months. You have to be consistent with that project. And that's just one project. It could be a film. It could be a new business. It can be an invention. Whatever it is, but I'm hoping that you're getting the point that consistency is key, that discipline of establishing those habits of success, stepping away from those habits that have defeated you before and being inconsistent, but moving to be consistent. One of the greatest things that I've learned on my journey is this art of design. This art of design, and my mentors teach on systems and design and redesign. This art of design is whatever your vision is, the goals that you're looking to achieve that move you in the direction of your dreams, that there are times on your journey when you have to design and redesign. This redesigning, for example, what I did with the Coach Adams brand, was chugging along like the little engine that could. But then I said, you know, realized that there needed to be some redesigning to be more intentional because I was now at another level of awareness of where I am on the journey so that I can be more consistent. What are the platforms and position. So this designing process, it may be that you need to redesign and restructure your life. I don't know. But don't be afraid to make shift and adjustment in those areas, and this is what's key, concerning a design. That dressmaker has that pattern. That pattern is general. It's a general pattern, right? But they customize that. Couture is a customized dress design. So the pattern is consistent, but there's this customization that happens to craft that for one specific body, that contouring. And so you may have a business model, a business concept, whatever that may look like for you, but you have to shape it and design it specifically based on your vision, specifically based on your quote-unquote DNA, specifically outlined for you to be in a better position to achieve your goals. What does that look like for you? Intentionality is key. Awareness is key. Consistency is key. Design is key. Then with all of that, we must have a plan. And this plan has to be executed. This plan outlines and is the map, the roadmap for the steps that we will take on our journey. We know what the target is, assuming we know what the target is. We know clearly I have a gap. Now I'm going to be intentional about moving in the direction of that target because I am aware of the journey. I'm aware of where I want to go. I'm taking the necessary steps. I'm creating the right habits. I'm being consistent to move myself in the direction. I'm figuring out what's the pattern that I need to have in place. What are the steps that I need to take, this design and plan, so that I can close the gap from where I am to where I desire to grow. The central thread in all of this is growing to another level. Again, breaking the insanity. If you don't like the results that you're getting, then you have to be willing to do something differently. It is so amazing how quickly time flies by. And, you know, I would so love to hear from you, our global listening audience. And so I want you to know that this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Are you getting anything from what we're sharing tonight? Would love to hear your thoughts and hear from you, a comment, question. I want you to know that this is, without question, a safe space. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, I want to let you know you do need to dial in. You cannot just push 1 on your keypad. You have to actually physically pick up the phone and engage with us. Dial in 516-453-9374. To dial in, the number is 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, we would love to hear from you. Oh, I thought we had a caller, but it looks like they took themselves out of the queue. So I want you to know that as we continue in this journey, on this journey, that the foundation of Motivational Mondays is to support you support me in growing. It's all about moving to another level so that ultimately we are more effective in working our vision so that we can get the results we desire, that we are now in a better position for achieving our goals. And I'm sharing this with you because I am intentional about the process and the why we are here every Monday as a part of our full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams and the brand has to offer you, our global listening audience, so that you are now in position to achieve and live out your dreams. What are you dreaming for? What are you hoping for? We want to support you in that process. So through our full circle of empowerment, there is one-on-one coaching. There is group coaching. There is mastermind sessions. Masterminds, ooh, love it. Great teaching on masterminds. This time sharing with the John Maxwell team. The resources are amazing. I love it, I love it, I love it. Did you know I was a part of the John Maxwell team? Okay, so I'm so excited. Don't hate, appreciate, and celebrate my latest accomplishment with me because it adds value to who I am for you. It gives me greater resources in my toolbox so that I am a better coach, speaker, trainer, teacher for you. Because I've been placed on the planet for you. I am an answered prayer to somebody. If you're tuned in today, I'm hopeful that you're getting something, that you're not just hanging on the line for no reason. Obviously, you wouldn't do that. Time is too valuable. It's of the essence. So you clearly are getting something. And so, again, our lines are open. Press 1 on your keypad. But I want to go back to our full circle of empowerment. Every Monday, we are here faithfully with Motivational Mondays, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, team building, empowerment, keynote speaking, all of these different layers. Oh, and oh my gosh, I wanted to share with those of you, if you're struggling in the power of words, I want you to know that Coach Adams is a co-author with the Change Book, number 14, powerful piece on the power of words. If you have not yet acquired your copy of the Change Book 14 and the power of words, truly insightful and impactful work and very transparent, but yet you get some key elements so that you can identify and recognize the significance of the power of words and how they affect us. And many of us are not achieving our goals because of the words that have been deposited in what Coach Adams calls your emotional bank account. So if you would like to hear and get more information, send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. I want to share with some and remind others that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group so that we can continue the dialogue. Maybe you say, Coach Adams, you know, I really don't want to ask a question or make a comment live on the airwaves. That's uncomfortable for me, but I want to still be able to engage. The Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is a great outlet for you to be able to do that. So I want you to be aware that it is available for you. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, visit coachadams.com. Maybe you have a show recommendation. You can do the same by sending an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101, or you may indicate that through the social networks. Wow, you can follow Coach Adams on Instagram, Coach Adams for You,
Twitter, Coach Adams for You, Facebook, Coach Adams Empowerment Coach. So all of those various channels, you can make that connection. And again, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. As we prepare to close out today, let's look back at what we talked about. We understood and really came to realize that growth, true growth, is this development process that happens gradually. It is an increasing, and that is what this goal is, that we would continue to grow and gradually increase. Increase what, Coach Adams? I'm increasing my capacity. I'm increasing the level that I am at. I'm moving to a different level. We've understood that there are five key elements, not the only elements, the key elements that we talked about today in this process of growth. These laws and these principles that are so key that I must be intentional on my journey. I can't just grow on my journey willy-nilly. I have to be intentional. That I must be aware and have this awareness within myself. Who am I? One, I got to know who I am. I need to understand and locate where I am. I need to be consistent. That consistency, this being steadfast, is so key. That I must design. I must have my plan, my pattern for my journey, but I need to customize it. I need to contour it for me, and that requires some unique specifications that fit my vision and my vision only, that align with my goals so that I, you, can live your dreams. That I must have a plan. This plan is associated with my circumstances. Maybe it's relational, personal, professional, whatever that may look like. I must have a plan in place. One of the greatest lessons I've learned from my mentors is that not only do we have to have a plan in place, but we must be committed to that plan. This plan requires that we step out and execute, that we must do something. So it's not enough just to simply have a plan. I must have a commitment to the plan. I must execute on this plan. So if we're not getting the results that we desire, we need to step back and kind of do an assessment, evaluate these five elements. Am I being intentional? Am I aware? Do I have the awareness within myself who I am? Have I located where am I? Am I being consistent? Am I being consistent, meaning am I being steadfast? Do I have the right design that is contoured to fit my vision, my goals, my dream? Am I planning for success? If you don't plan for success, in your lack of planning, you've planned to fail. And so in order for us to be successful, success requires planning, and we must have a commitment to that plan. Wow. Amazing. How quickly time flies. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We trust that you've really gotten some richness to take away, some tools and nuggets that will enhance your journey and your progression to grow forward. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.